Welcome to the Chronicle Headlines. I'm Aaron Guzman, and I'm joined by
Vivian Ritchie, the assistant campus editor at the Chronicle this semester.
For campus news this week, on the 14th, President and CEO Dr. Kim announces that he was going to step down from his position at the college on July 1st. Vivian, what can you tell us that led up to this?
Well, last week at the State of the College address, Dr. Kim announced that the deficit that was $20 million when we left is now $38 million, nearly doubled, followed by the announcement that full-time faculty may be facing some layoffs, maybe cutting some positions, as well as he solidified the fact that there will definitely be a tuition raise this semester. We all got the email with, I think, the specific numbers. It's been a heavy breaking news week, lots of things affecting kind of how people are feeling about the college moving forward.
I did actually hear that the deficit of the college has nearly doubled to almost $40 million, and that the college is now considering committing to layoffs. And what does that mean for current faculty working here?
It means that a lot of people are worried about the state of Columbia moving forward and, of course, for their jobs. And on top of how we were all kind of already worried about how Columbia was going to recover from the strike, and I think that announcement definitely made it worse, on top of the hiring freeze that was announced as well, I also think faculty are probably worried for the workload that they're going to have to take on next semester with less faculty.
Yeah, I did hear about the hiring freeze that the college put onto the school. What does this mean for any new positions that the college was considering?
Well, I recently covered a new dean for the School of Media Arts. And as far as I know, I was told that once the hiring freeze was put into place, they just called off the search. Three candidates had come, visited campus, taken a tour, given their presentations about themselves, and then we had the meeting, and now that is off, and I believe it's going to be current interim dean still.
Dr. Kim had also announced that he did want to meet with students more often to check in, even though he made this announcement that he's going to step down. How do you think this is going to play out up until that day comes?
This made me feel like it was kind of a spur of the moment, not spur of the moment, but wasn't a planned decision. I think that it probably just means that he's going to be a lot more interactive these last few months of his time at Columbia because, you know, he's leaving at the summer. And we still do have three more months of the school year that people are going to be still recovering from the strike on campus. And I think that hopefully what he meant is that he's going to be more present for the time that he's here.
So the deficit that the college is currently facing and the fact that the deficit has doubled, did that come from the 7-week strike from last semester?
Well, Dr. Kim actually had a slide in his presentation at the State of the College address that showed that I think it was $1.4 million that went to the contract, $7.8 to the tuition credits and refunds, and then $4 million to lower fall to spring student persistence. And then I think the other five just came from, you know, school year things that add to a deficit. But the majority of it, according to Dr. Kim, was from the repercussions of the strike.
So now that the college has a doubled deficit that it's dealing with, how is this college going to try and deal with this financial gap?
As far as my understanding, they've been very transparent in their recent emails as far as, you know, what they're trying to do as far as faculty layoffs, tuition raise, the hiring freeze. I feel like we're going to see a lot of things that we can tell are resulting in the school's money.
Yeah, it definitely makes sense why the college would want to raise tuition to close this financial gap that it's going through, especially because the fact that most first-year students coming into the college don't even pay 100% of their tuition as this college is more of a scholarship-based school. But do you think that the raise in this deficit is going to possibly cause the layoff of full-time faculty members?
I really hope not. I would hate to see it, but unfortunately I do see that as kind of not one of the easier way outs, but just a clear-cut way of saving money for the college.
Yeah, I definitely do feel like laying off full-time faculty members is a very drastic measure. It definitely does seem like something that the college could do to cut costs. That's all for this week. Be sure to read the full stories at ColumbiaChronicle.com. Sign up for our newsletter at ColumbiaChronicle.com/newsletter. And check out this week's episode of Chronicle Conversations about how you show love without words. And also be sure to check out the Chronicle's new sex issue, available across campus now. I'm Aaron Guzman. Thanks for listening.